Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The rain won't stop in northern India, making it even harder to rescue flood survivors. Gospel for Asia's Danny Punos.
No one can actually even get there. The roads are completely gone. They're washed away. There is no way to get access to these people.
Annual monsoon rains are coming earlier this year and are thought to be the heaviest in 80 years. GFA teams are bringing food, water, shelter, and the hope of Christ to survivors they can reach. You can support their efforts at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Biblica Africa has just given birth to the Yoruba translation of the Bible. Yoruba is spoken by nearly 30 million people in Nigeria, Benin, and Togo. Until now, one of the few Bibles available was a hard-to-understand translation that was first published in 1868. In West Africa, anticipation is high for an accurate, readable Bible in the Yoruba language. Will you add to the prayer cover of this new translation? And have you heard about the 414 window? This one describes kids between the ages of 4 and 14 years old as the most open to the gospel. Every Child Ministries, Lorella Rouster says there's a link between leadership training, Sunday school, and church planning.
I was in the DR Congo just recently, and I talked with a pastor who had received our training some years back, and that training was about how to reach children with the gospel.
The yield?
Today, that effort has grown to an active church of several hundred people.
It's a $350 investment. Interested in learning more? We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. Get your free copy. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.